US greater than 7 updates Malaysians should know about the Al Jazeera controversy, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz 7 Updates Malaysians Should Know About the Al Jazeera Controversy News. Defense Minister, National Day Parade will be cancelled this year due to COVID-19. Defense Minister, MOS offers 20% discount for students, teachers and lecturers beginning 9th of July. Photo of baby boy holding an IUD in his hand right after birth goes viral. University and college students to return to physical classes in phases starting July 2020. TGV Cinemas is giving out free movie tickets for 1 hour every day until the 13th of July. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. This pet shelter is selling homemade pet treats to support the fur kids' medical bills. 13 things only students who went to public universities can relate to. Three young Malaysians win gold medals at international event for creating a soil invention tool. Photos, Majin Men scale Mount Kinabalu in Avengers cosplay suits for a noble cause. These three machines won UK's prestigious 2020 Diana Award for making social change in our country. People Features Lifestyle, you can now make your own steamboat with Family Mart's DIY combo. Wab tries, we bought a pan of fudgy brownies for only RM50 and it was so worth it. Study, teenagers who stay up late at night have a higher risk of asthma and allergies. Photos, this abandoned bus was transformed into an Airbnb and it's absolutely stunning. This Malaysian company wants to pay you RM3,000 to sleep 8 hours a day for 3 months. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Blackpink's How You Like That music video receives backlash after using Hindu god in a scene. Study, both adults and kids believe men are more brilliant than women. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia. What is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup. More Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Over the weekend, Al Jazeera released a video titled, Locked Up in Malaysia's Lockdown. This has caused a stir among Malaysians as many claimed that the reporting was very biased and unfair. Since the uproar, here's a lowdown on the updates. 1. The video garnered a whopping 237,000 dislikes up to date on YouTube. Having released the video on the 3rd of July, Friday, the video quickly garnered over 1 million views in just less than 5 days. There were 3.1k likes, while the majority of it were dislikes. Al Jazeera has also since disabled their comments for the video, and their video stands at the top number 5 trending video in Malaysia. 2. Drew Ambrose and Jenny Henderson, who made the video, privatized their social media accounts after being targeted by Malaysians. 3. Our government has since refuted the claims in Al Jazeera's documentary. Some of the things mentioned by MKN are: the government challenges Al Jazeera to provide a list of countries which allows freedom to immigrants who illegally enter the country. The government seeks an apology for the inaccurate video from Al Jazeera. PDRM is currently investigating into the case for Al Jazeera's defamatory claims. 4. Dr. Noor Hisham also took a stand stating that Malaysia must strengthen border controls so there are no illegal immigrants. 5. Malik Streams production and distribution exposed that Rehan Kabir, a Bangladeshi who spoke ill about Malaysia in the video, was never their employee. The production company states that they are shocked that Rehan Kabir's Facebook states that he is the head of marketing in their company.
6.
A frontliner shares his experience of how Malaysia treated the foreigners. 7. Rehan Kabir is now being hunted down by immigration department. The man who is featured in the video had allegedly spoke out against the Malaysian government for their inhumane treatment towards the foreign workers. Since the uproar, he has allegedly gone into hiding. Hence, the Immigration Department is urging Malaysians with information about the man to come forward. You can read further details here. If you have yet to watch their video, you may check it out here. Also read, Al Jazeera criticized by Malaysians for biased reporting on foreign workers during the pandemic. Source, YouTube source, Drew Ambrose source, Jen source, MKN source, Dr. Noor source, Malik Streams production and distribution source, Kenneth Wong share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.